Oh, don't show me the bunny again. Do not show me the bunny.
Why are you saying that?
I'm not going to pull up a picture again. Kelly got all freaked out about the giant bunny.
Stop. I'm not. I literally, you can't make me look at, I'm going to switch my seat around because I'm not looking at it.
It's 4 feet long.
It's not normal. It's not okay.
That's a random fear that I learned that Kelly has is small animals that are larger than they should be.
If you're walking down the road.
Oh, that would be freaky. If all of a sudden there was a giant bunny. But if I know it's a giant bunny, I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting.
Would you touch it?
Sure.
Come on.
I would. Some listener sent us a Facebook message and said, look, we have giant rabbits.
Yeah, guess what? I didn't open those pictures. And she was trying to freak me out. And you know what?
No, it was like hanging out and cuddling with them on the couch like a cat.
No, it doesn't cuddle. It marks its territory and then it eats your face.
In the middle of the night.
So
chomps on your nose like a carrot.
with its no.
Your random no. fear, Logan.
Lemurs.
Lemurs.
Lemur.
Yes,
is this
everyone makes fun of me for it?
Lemurs. How often do you encounter a lemur? Looks like a little monkey kind of thing, doesn't it?
Oh.
You'd be surprised. Like my niece has a book that has it's all about like animal tales. There's a lemur in there.
Oh my God! Sorry, I just looked it up. No,
I had a friend post a picture of a lemur the other day for I don't know why.
Look, no, I don't like it either. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I would run the other way. No.
Scary.
Yeah,
they
look like little angry raccoons.
Yes, I think the eyes is the biggest thing, and then their tail is like bigger than their body.
Yeah, like, they do have freaky eyes.
It
Kelly
looks
just
like
pulled
the
up
eyes
a picture.
Don't know
yeah.
how to blink.
They really need some drops. Really chronic dry eye for lemurs. Okay, thanks for calling, Logan.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
What did the lemur say?
Doctor, my eyes.
It's just itchy.
Yeah. You know what the worst part is? Is that like with animals and like scary animals, you can't run away from them. Like you have to act like you like them and you have to act like you're fine and calm. And that's where even the fear sets in even more because you have to present yourself like very collected and like almost like an animal lover and be like, oh my God, they look so great. And in your head, you're like, I'm going to pee my, like, I want to throw up.
Well, but,
okay. Like,
all these animals that were mentioned, there's never really a situation where you have to encounter them. You know what I mean? Like the giant rabbits, that's only, you're never going to be like, oh my God, it's a giant rabbit. Like it's not like they're hopping around in fields.
No, I think it's just animals in general. I have a cat that's been hanging around my house and every time I open the window, it's in a different spot looking at me and I'm like, oh God, there it is again. And I just
whose
like,
whose cat?
I don't know. I feel like it might be the cat. Well, we told Riley it's the cat that she opened the door and let loose when she was six.
Oh, and now it's crawled back.
Josh. His name is Josh.
It's zombie now.
So we're like, oh, Josh is back. And
zombie
but
cat.
Every time I open the curtains, it's like, pow, there's Josh.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
It's
I didn't
stalking you.
Sorry, I didn't look for you, Josh. Yeah, see, I think it's just animals in general.
You just hear that noise in your sleep. It's Josh. T is afraid of bridges.
Yeah.
Driving off of one, yeah. Aaron is afraid of rubber bands.
Interesting.
Alexandria is afraid of belly buttons.
Huh.
What is so scary about a belly button? I get if you're kind of grossed out by it, but afraid of it? 79 Coast or post on our Facebook page, your random fear. Aaron's scared to death of hummingbirds. I've been attacked by hummingbirds so many times, flying into my head, darting at me. Aaron, where are you hanging out? That you've been attacked by hummingbirds multiple times. And what are you wearing on your head that makes the hummingbird think that that's where it wants to go?
Like, do you have sugar water earrings that you're walking around
right.
with and they're just coming for you?
You just decorate your head with fresh flowers every day?
I don't understand. I've never once had a interaction
with a hummingbird.
With a hummingbird.
I've always wanted to see. I think they're so cool, but I've never had them like buzzing into me.
No, I've never had any sort of
I guess I should stop wearing my honeysuckle helmet at home.
That's it.
I got to get my honeysuckle helmet back on.
Oh, another hummingbird.
Yeah. Mm. Nicole is terrified of paper cuts. Now, okay, they're not comfortable. But
I don't like them.
Nicoletta doesn't like worms. Kimberly's afraid of sponges. Mm. Laura is afraid of red doors.
Just red.
Birds, moths. Danielle is afraid of being caught in a drive-by shooting. Okay.
Oh.
Well, don't keep hanging out with your gang member friends. Ladybugs. Clowns. June bugs. Huh. Candace is afraid of car washes.
Oh.
I get that if you're a dog. Mm. Like, it's kind of freaky if you're a dog or a small child.
I love a car wash. I think if you really think about it when you're in it, it can start to get freaky, but.
Did I ever tell you about my friend who got out of the car in the car wash? That didn't end well.
No, I can't imagine that would end well.
Did I tell you about my friend Nick? It was one of the ones that's like a touchless one. Like, it doesn't have all the spongy things.
Yeah.
And the cloths and all that. It's like the one that goes around your car and just sprays.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in and it clicked the thing and he had pulled up. It said stop. And then it stopped going. And, you know, the gates are closed. So he sat there and waited. He tried to pull up a little, pull back a little. It wasn't working.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, what am I going to do? So sure enough, he gets out of the car. Okay, this is like in Jurassic Park, you know, when they're like, don't get out of the car. And then they get out of the car.
He had to.
He got out of the car in the car wash, and then it started. So he had already gotten around the other side of the car, so he had to run into the car and dodge the jets. And
wow.
Yeah. Terrifying memories.
At the car wash.
But he was squeaky clean.
I bet.
And his undercarriage had no salt.
Hey, hey, hey.
He had a salt-free undercarriage after that. Yeah. Wow, Nick, your hair is so shiny. Yep, clear coat.